In a vision, a woman from San Giovanni Rotondo saw an immense tree symbolizing a distant priest destined to bring spiritual guidance to her hometown and the world. Little did she know, this prophecy would soon unfold with the arrival of a humble friar, Padre Pio. Stay tuned to hear this incredible story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's story is sourced from the Vatican News website, and it revolves around a fascinating revelation concerning Padre Pio. A woman named Lucia Fiorentino had a mystical experience in 1906, during which Jesus told her about a worthy priest who would one day arrive in San Giovanni Rotondo and free souls from evil. Lucia received this revelation 10 years before Padre Pio first set foot in San Giovanni Rotondo. Here's the story. Lucia Fiorentino was born in San Giovanni Rotondo on June 20, 1889. She led an intensely spiritual life, receiving many extraordinary graces and mystical visions. At the age of 7, she made her first communion and soon joined the Franciscan Third Order. She preferred housework and a life of piety over studies, and she had a fervent devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. She even thought about consecrating herself to the Lord in a religious order, but she encountered firm opposition from her parents. Lucia's life was far from easy. Her brother, a seminarian, died in 1902, and her mother died of cancer 3 years later. 10 years after that, her other brother was killed in World War I. She also suffered physically. In 1905, when only 16 years old, she nearly died. However, during this period, she felt a strong desire to suffer for the love of God, and she fervently prayed to know God's will. Soon after, Jesus spoke to her, "From this moment on, offer yourself as a victim for reparations. Do you accept?" Lucia accepted. From that day on, she offered all her sufferings, especially for priests and religious. And now we arrive at the revelation concerning Padre Pio. In 1906, Lucia received a vision of a large tree whose shade would provide great spiritual benefit. This is what she wrote in her autobiographical notes. "I saw in a vision an immensely large tree in the courtyard of our Capuchin convent, and I heard a voice saying to me, 'This is the symbol of a soul who is now distant and will come here. He will do much good in this place. He will be strong and deeply rooted like this tree, and all souls who come from near and far to seek shelter in the shade of this tree will be freed from evil. That is, those who go to this worthy priest for light will find forgiveness and remedy for their own faults. If they humble themselves, they will receive advice and fruits of eternal life from this worthy priest. And woe to those who disregard his advice, his way of acting. The Lord will punish them severely in this life and the next. Humility is indeed the key to opening our hearts to grace. His mission will extend throughout the world, and many will come to take refuge in the shade of this mystical tree to obtain fruits of grace and forgiveness." Now, at the time of this vision, Lucia did not yet know Padre Pio, So she thought Jesus was referring to a good priest from San Giovanni Rotondo who was currently far away from home. Fast forward to 1916. In 1916, Padre Pio received permission from his provincial, Father Benedetto, to relocate from the convent of St. Anna in Foggia to the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo. This is when Lucia and Padre Pio finally met. Along with some other local women, Lucia soon became one of Padre Pio's first spiritual daughters. She visited Padre Pio at the convent every other week for spiritual guidance. In her diary, she wrote that Padre Pio helped her overcome all doubts troubling her spirit. She described him as an angelic priest who brought health and refreshment to their bitter trials. However, Lucia was still unaware that the vision of the majestic tree symbolized Padre Pio. It wasn't until 1923 that Jesus spoke to her again and clarified the vision. This is what she wrote. Jesus said to me, "Do you remember when I manifested myself to you in 1906 while you were ill?" "Yes, I remember." Then he explained to me that the tree is Padre Pio, who came from afar and is rooted in the convent by God's will, and those who take refuge under its shade are those souls guided by him who obey with faith and move forward, while those who despise, mock, and slander him will be punished by God. In February 1934, while Padre Pio endured severe restrictions on his priestly ministry, Lucia became seriously ill. Sensing her end was near, she told her sister-in-law to tell Padre Pio that she offers herself as a victim for his liberation. She said, "My life is not worth as much as his. He can do more good for souls than me." On February 16, at the age of 44, Lucia Fiorentino died after a brief, unnamed illness. Less than 3 months later, the restrictions were lifted, and Padre Pio was given back his freedom to continue his priestly ministry. End of story. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.